The legal profession is kind of the last bastion of reasonableness that is left right now. In the hyper-partisan, hyper-divided, just poisonous society that we've built, the rule of law and people that are working together with dignity and cordially trying to administer these disputes in our society is huge. And so getting to have that opportunity to just visit about cases that have been hotly disputed over the years, had crazy facts. I had a case with William one time where a woman who was super drunk had a flat and was off the road. An 18-wheeler came by, creamed the vehicle. There was multiple, like the case got moved to different venues, all of these complications, probably 2 years, $100,000 of expenses. And the entire time, I never had a doubt like that I was across the aisle with someone that was working in the best interest of their clients, were going to be an advocate, but that I had no doubt weren't going to try to use the system to screw me. Now, that being said, I've had lots of people that aren't like that. And so a lot of what William and I are going to talk about today is going to feel pretty self-evident. Like essentially your parents telling you, you know, be nice to people, be truthful to people, be realistic with people. And more than anything else, don't be a sucker too. Right. I mean, there's a lot of vipers in our profession. It's an adversarial field. Some people take it, you know, in a very just insane kind of way. But at the end of the day, you have to live this as a person. You have to live this as someone who is going to be seeing these people time and time again. I see William, well, you know, when depending on whatever stage of apocalypse the world is in, at events, we see each other, you know, a dozen times a year. And, you know, for working on cases and, you know, it's always pleasant to be able to, you know, give them a layup when we're talking to a judge or a justice, like, oh, you know, here's the, you know, defense counsel, you know, like having those relationships make you look good in the community as well. So with that kind of being said, I guess, well, let's give like a little of our backgrounds. So I've been a personal injury attorney for about 12 years. And the first half of my practice was at a volume car wreck firm where we handled thousands of cases. And so it was just the triaging, just trying to move as fast as you possibly could to handle dozens of files at any given time. And then a little over 6 years ago, left that practice and then started lawyer dating my now law partner, Chris Hamilton, and shortly thereafter, Ray Corrala, where he and I and Ray have worked on a variety of cases. From all of our cases are typically somewhere with damages of above 100,000, and then going into the absolutely bonkers, craziest, intense, catastrophic death case that you could ever imagine. We kind of have that gambit. So I'm very aware of the realities and practical implications of these kind of dockets and what maintaining a relationship with the defense counsel is like. Well, William, give them a little bit of idea about your practice and what that looks like.
Yeah, I would say my practice is similar to Paul in a sense that when I first started out at a law school, was doing kind of a high volume car wreck docket, and that's kind of transitioned into more transportation, tractor trailers, products, premises, that sort of thing. But to echo Paul's thoughts, I think at the end of the day, you want to do what's in the best interest of your client. And oftentimes, also going back to what Paul said, I mean, it's simple, but people don't necessarily think about doing it. I mean, one thing that we both agree is, when a lawsuit lands on your desk or you realize there's a lawyer on the other side, there's a lot of value in picking up the telephone. And if I have a case with Paul, picking up the phone and saying, hey, talk to me about your case. Let's figure out if there's a way for us to get this thing across the finish line without having to do a lot as far as cost being sunk into the case. I mean, for me, I typically look at it as if there's a way for us to settle this matter. I mean, some cases you just know there's a chance it's going to get settled. There's a good chance it's going to get settled. But looking at it from my perspective, if I call Paul and we have good dialogue, then that potentially increases the likelihood of the case settling, because he's looking at it as, hey, I don't have to spend money to do this, that, or the other. Because once a plaintiff lawyer starts putting money into the case, that oftentimes makes it more challenging as far as potentially getting the matter resolved, because then they have costs involved.
So let's go through these slides that we had someone put together for us. So we'll probably be reading these at the same time as a lot of the crowd is for the first time. But with that kind of talking about it, you know, this universe going into setting these cases up. One thing that I know with William, and this is something that you don't develop this at the beginning, but this is when you work with someone for a while. I know that if I've got a barn burner of a case, and I know that he is good enough at what he does, that he is not so desperate to bill every case, that he would do the thing that's in the best interest of his actual clients if it's a case that needs to be worked out. I also know that if we talk at the beginning, he's like, Paul, you've got a tough case. There is a lot of stuff you may need to prove here, and a lot of things that you need to get done.